Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of September. It's Tuesday morning. I've entitled this message, Creation, Election, and Redemption are inseparably tied together. You know, the problem with most people, they don't read their own Bible. They wait for someone else to interpret those three theological terms. And so from the very outset of our birth, we are lied to about what the Bible says about creation. We are given mixed messages. And as we go through grade school and into high school on to college, we're even more reinforced in the lies of heliocentrism, unbiblical cosmology, the denial of the six-day literal creation, the denial of the firmament, the denial that the earth is stationary, the denial that God created the earth in six literal 24-hour days, to the lie that it took millions and millions and millions of years and all of this. And also, most people, including myself, was never taught the biblical doctrine of predestination election. We were taught that all men have a free will, they determine their own destiny, and everything is determined by observation, logic, and reason, which is a total denial of the total depravity of man and the doctrine of original sin. The next thing that we're lied to about is redemption. Again, which is inseparably tied to creation and election, because if Christ is the creator of all things, and by him all things consist, and in Colossians, the first chapter, it tells us that all things were made by him and for him, and part of his creation were predestinated and adopted, predestinated in adoption and blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and blood bought by the precious blood of Christ. So there's an exception given, for God's elect to be a recipient of eternal life, and as a result they're given to understand and given discernment to understand how that these three things are inseparably tied together. And so what we run into is we run into people that down through our lives report lies about creation. People like Ken Hovind and Ken Ham, and these people that buy into the globe, which is a lie. The Bible talks about the fact that the earth is stationary, it's fixed, it doesn't move. And so we have these lies reported by NASA and our government about going to the moon, and it's all perpetrated on the lie of the fact that we're spinning through space at 60,000 miles an hour and 1,000 miles at the equator, and we're living on a ball. And that we also are taught that men have a free will. All men, without exception, have been given a free will, and they can, by reason and logic and observation, can determine what is truth. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life, not man's reason. He tells us it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It's not of the will of the flesh. And so, then we're told that this is not unconditional election is not for God's elect only. It's salvation is for all men without exception. This is another lie. Because Christ said he came to save his people from their sins. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And so it's the biggest lie of all of them is that man has a free will and that he is able to bring about his own salvation through proper choices and reason. This is nothing more than Immanuel Kant. This is nothing more than humanism, the exaltation of the creature. So I just wanted to point that out this morning. You cannot have an improper understanding of creation and understand properly election. You cannot understand properly election without understanding properly the creator of the universe. And you can understand redemption without understanding creation election. They're all inseparably tied together. May the good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer. God bless.